Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
We press, poke, prod, and pull our fruit to check for ripeness in this week's edition of Garden Talk. And with us on the line for this week's edition is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So what kind of fruit are we talking about here? What's ripening right now?
Well, I've got kiwis that I should have picked last week, and the indicator was, of course, seeing that there's some laying on the ground. Kiwis, when they get ripe, fall off. And so one needs to be vigilant in timing. So the best thing to do is to be checking them, feeling the kiwis, because they start to soften. You know, they go from being hard to being slightly soft to being very ripe very quickly. So timing, again, normally this is normal for kiwis, early to mid-September for these. Now, folks who are maybe in cooler areas, perhaps up near the glacier or something like that, may have a little more time. So they need to be picked quickly, and, of course, we can eat them just straight off the plant. There's no peeling of these things. There's no fuzz on them, and they're, surprising enough, taste like kiwis.
Okay, and apples, are they ripening right now, too?
Apples have been ripening now for several weeks. Again, there's a wide range of ripening time for apples. So that's where really tasting is the best way. Certainly you can see differences in color. This, and, of course, this is all assuming that you keep the bears away from them. You know, the bears have a tendency to pick the apples before they are fully ripe, but they can definitely sniff them out. So tasting those, and again, some apples are more tart than others, some are more sweet. We've already, my daughter was up 2 weeks ago, and we picked about two-thirds of a bucket of apples from a Liveland raspberry apple tree and made 11 pies and a bunch of applesauce from those. They were great. But others are still ripening. I've got Williams Pride apples hanging on the tree. They're pretty tasty right now. We're going to be picking some today. There's a few pear trees in town, and I know of a few plum trees in town. And again, really the best way, with plums at least, they do tend to soften a little bit as they ripen. But again, the tasting is really the best way to tell. Pears too will ripen off the tree quite well. And most pears are picked before they are fully ripe. And this is actually a good thing, that the flavor develops and the ripeness gradually develops off the tree.
Some of the sun that we've had over the summer, that probably hasn't hurt, right?
Oh, it definitely helps. The more sun helps give them better color and more sugar in the fruit. And, we might transition then to the love apples that some people are growing in their greenhouses, and hopefully they're ripening too.
And love apples, are you talking about tomatoes here?
Indeed, yes. And, again, since there's so many different varieties of tomatoes, you kind of have to learn how they ripen. Some of them will soften a little bit, and certainly they change color. But there are tomatoes which are green when they are ripe. So learning the right stages of those, certainly all of them will taste better than the so-called ripe tomatoes in the grocery store.
Now, I've noticed in the weather forecast the temperatures are continuing to drop, especially in the valley. They've been getting down into the forecast has been for the mid-30s, and I noticed temperatures when I come in to work in the morning, some areas around southeast have been at least in the high 30s. Kind of another reminder, I guess, to make sure that we have some sort of protection for some of our plants and vegetables that are still outside, right?
That's right. And so have your blankets and buckets and other assorted stuff. We didn't mention last week when we were talking about protection, but just a single layer of visqueen, of plastic, isn't really going to protect vegetables outdoors, like whether that be potatoes or other stuff. So you need something that has a little more insulating value than that. Because just clear plastic, the temperatures inside get just as cool as outside, which is certainly what happens with my greenhouses, unless we've got some extra heat-holding capacity, like the buckets of water or milk jugs full of water or something like that. That will really help.
And basically, those jugs act as a cold sink or a heat sink, right?
Exactly right, because it takes a lot of cold temperatures to freeze the water. And in the process, I mean, it's counterintuitive, but heat is given off during the freezing process. So, which is why you may see, especially orchardists and other stuff, other people actually spraying water on their plants in the evening, which again helps prevent them from freezing so quickly.
Okay.
How cold it gets, of course.
Ed Byarsky, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Ed Byarsky, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk, a weekly feature here on KTOO.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground.
And once again, the latest forecast calls for a chance of rain for today. Temperatures between 35 and 60 degrees for today and tonight. Temperatures between 35 and 65 degrees for tomorrow and tomorrow night.
Pulling weeds and picking stones. Man is made of dreams and bones. Feel the need to grow my own, 'cause the time is close at hand. Grain for grain, sun and rain.